Hi, everybody, and welcome back to the final little bite-size podcast of today, Friday the 3rd of May, and hope you've had a nice day. And I thought I would just do a little bit of an update on the election results, the local council and mayoral election results, which obviously have been coming in all day since I did my first record. And what I thought I would do is just as of like right now, let's look at what the situation is. So we see that Labour are up 115 seats on 758. Conservatives are 294. They've lost 283 seats. Lib Dems have gained 43 seats and are at 247. So actually, the Lib Dems aren't that far off the Tories. Independents are up a massive 166 seats or so. They've got 166 seats, rather, up 76. Greens are also up relatively significantly, 36 extra seats for them. And yeah, that's basically Ratepayers Alliance, which I think stands in certain areas. They've got a few seats as well. Interesting to see who hasn't got any seats. Reform, FYI. Now, let's just focus in on perhaps one of the most important aspects of what is becoming clear, and that is that this is not the staggering breakthrough for Labour that some will portray it. Far from it, because Labour lost seats in several council areas. They lost significant numbers of seats. They lost control of councils. Now, that's weird, isn't it? Why would that be? Why would the party that's preparing to enter Downing Street and govern us for 5 years, why would they be losing so many council seats? Well, I'll tell you why. Because the Muslim vote predominantly in some of these council areas in particular has turned out to vote for euphemistic independence. And, you know, you can see this happening in many areas. It's perfectly clear that, you know, some of the results are staggering, really. If you, I'm just looking at, for example, let's see if I can get some results in for you here. The Workers' Party in Rochdale Central, you have the Workers' Party of Britain, which is George Galloway's mob. They've gained the seat from Labour with 53% of the vote, as opposed to Labour, who have only had 40% of the vote. Meanwhile, the Conservatives have gained 2.8% of the vote. Got that? 2.8% of the vote. Basically gone. But it's the Workers' Party of Britain. That's the George Galloway party. They've had a terrific win there. And you see this in other places as well. For example, I'm looking at Burnley, where an independent has come out on 54% and Labour actually last. So it's clear to me that, and especially in Northern England, areas where there are large repositories of Muslim voters, they have turned out and some of them have not chosen to vote for Labour. Some of them appear to be voting for the Greens if they don't have an independent candidate. And so, you know, and of course, this is all on a very low turnout. We have to bear that in mind. Everything I'm saying, it has to be put in that context. I see also in Blackburn, Labour have lost Blackburn. So isn't that quite remarkable? So yes, the Conservatives are being wiped out, but Labour's not breaking through in the way that it could do, because there's a significant percentage, I think, of Muslim voters who have said, nope, you don't support Gaza, you don't stand with the peoples of Gaza, therefore we're not voting for you. And that's been the dilemma that Sir Keir Starmer has been trying to balance. Just how pro-Gaza can he be and get away with it? And the answer is evidently not enough. Now, let's move it on a bit, shall we? Just imagine, if you will, for one moment, that this wasn't local council elections and this was a general election. And let's imagine further, we had an Islamic Party of Britain properly set up on the electoral register. Do you think that Muslim Party of Britain, Islamic Party of Britain, whatever you want to call it, would be able to gain seats at Westminster? I think so, because the bloc vote in some of these areas is relatively significant. The heavier the Muslim population density, the greater the opportunity for a Muslim candidate. of whatever hue to get in. So I think that the Islamic Party of Britain slash the Muslim Party of Britain slash whatever you want to call it is a real prospect. And then in the future, as the Muslim population grows and grows and grows, which it is growing, and spreads out into other areas of the UK, you know, we face a really very real prospect of such a party sitting at Westminster, which and with interests that extend way beyond those of the United Kingdom and go into areas like Palestine, for example. So to me, that's one of the big outtakes in this, that Muslim vote has not been persuaded by Keir Starmer to vote for them. And if they can rally behind independent candidates, couldn't they rally behind an official Muslim party? They'll give it some other name, but it'll be something. Essentially, that's the drift of it. And I think they would do quite well. So I wonder what you think. I mean, as I say, results are still coming in, so full analysis will be coming out to you tomorrow. So, for example, they're only counting the votes for the London mayor tomorrow, I think. It's weird, isn't it? Couple of days for those votes to just sit there, you know, and be guarded and kept super safe. So anyway, we wait to see what the weekend brings us. But at this point in time, it looks like the Gaza party is doing quite well. Thanks for listening.